Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
God bless you all. I just want to say that last Sunday, we experienced the move of the Holy Spirit. Right here in church, if you recall, we worshiped God for over an hour, and God just came and visited, and people were touched and healed. People were set free. People got into positions that they were out of, and God helped them. And so, you watching by way of the internet, you can receive what the Holy Spirit's doing right here. You don't have to be in this building. I have prayed for people in South Africa, and it's worked. You have prayed for people in New York, and they've got healed and touched. And so the Holy Spirit is not bound in a building. I remember one day I was flying on an airplane. I was going to Australia or somewhere I was going. And God said to me in the plane, He said, you realize the Holy Spirit's with you? I said, yes. He said, do you realize the Holy Spirit's with your pastor back in South Africa? And I started to think about that. And you think that the Holy Spirit's with you and that's it. He's everywhere. He is all places, at all times, all powerful and all knowing. Yes. Yes. Amen. And so the Holy Spirit can go through the TV. He can go through the telephone. He can go through a prayer cloth. He can go through the mail. He can go through an email.
He can go through the radio.
And He can touch you wherever you are. All you have to do is be a receiver. Receive salvation. Receive healing. Receive miracles. Put your hand up in the air today. Put them both up. And say, today is my day for a miracle. Now say it like you mean it. You see, we've got to get to a place where we actually believe God does miracles. God does the impossible. And once again, the Holy Spirit's here because my wife basically must have looked at my notes. She didn't, but it's the Holy Spirit. So I'm talking on a double portion. What was she talking about? Come on. And she had no idea, no clue about my notes. So the Holy Spirit, He's everywhere at all times, all knowing, all powerful. And He's just amazing. And don't forget, it's the Holy Spirit that was in Jesus that gave Jesus power. And then Jesus was able to heal and save and walk on water. Take the Holy Spirit out of the equation. Jesus couldn't do a thing. Amen. And that same Holy Spirit, Romans 8:11, that same Holy Spirit is with you and me. Now, my mother-in-law got up and she brought a word from the Lord. Because that same word is resonating in my spirit. And she said, it's like a box of matches lying on the floor, but you need a spark to light it. The Bible says, stir up the gift that is on the inside of you. That's a spark. When you start in a belief situation, you can spark and get that flame going. And it'll start off small, this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. And that little light can become a bonfire. And then you can put that bonfire on a hill where many of the people and the nations of the world can be drawn to it like moths drawn to a light. They'll be drawn to that thing. But the only difference is a moth can get burnt there. But when you get people to come to the light of Christ, they get saved there. Amen. Amen? The fire of God. And so today, I want to talk to us about a double portion in the midst of chaos. Can God do it? Can He give you a double portion in the midst of bankruptcy? In the midst of sickness? In the midst of violence? In the midst of chaos, can God give you a double portion? Yeah. Well, really, when I think about it, don't think. Stop thinking. That's your problem. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't think. Lean not unto your own understanding. You think your way out of miracles on a daily basis. I'm going to say that to this church. Too often, as human beings, we think our way out of a miracle because it looks impossible to the natural mind, so we write it off. But what's impossible to man is possible with God. And all things are possible to them that believe. And so how many times have you spoken yourself out of the miracle that you needed? Well, I don't see how it's going to happen. I'm just being a realist. Well, you know, if you look at it, it's those are the people trying to buy a house. And they say, your salary does not match and equal what you need to buy the house. So you just put it on hold. You say, okay, forget it. But a person with a bit of tenacity will say, there's a way. Amen. And they will find five other ways to buy that house. They become creative. You can never give up. Amen. Come on. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, never give up. Never give up. Tell your other neighbor, say, there's always a way. There's always a way. Now say this, in Christ. It will happen, even though it looks impossible. And all the naysayers said it can't be done. And listen, if you talk to people and you find that they're always, well, I don't know, and this guy said, and well, that's not going to happen, and I can't see that, just don't talk to the person. I'm not joking. People want to rain on your parade. I'm telling you, there are people that are naysayers. They don't want you to get something that they don't have. So hang around with, I can, you can. And if you've got a can't, C-A-N-T, just take the T off. It looks like a cross, right? Christ went on that T. Did he not? He went on the T from can't, and he left you with a can. Amen. Come on, that's from God. Now, do you know as a believer, you can win even when you lose? Sounds weird, doesn't it? You can win even when you lose and all seems lost. And whatever you have lost, you don't have to live in defeat. Defeat are the things that help you walk. That's the only defeat you should know. Right? Defeat at the end of your legs. Other kind of defeat, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. God always causes me to triumph. So where's defeat in that? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Is there any defeat in that? He took the handwriting that was written against us, contrary to us, and nailed it to his cross. Is there any defeat in that? So stop having a mind that goes to defeat. Now I know we've been brought up in a world that is very skeptical. Well, I don't know, brother. And we've been brought up that way. Our parents, their parents, your great-great-great-grandparents, they were all brought up that way. And they had a saying, if it can go wrong, it will. And we were brought up that way thinking, rather than if God's involved, it's done. And so we've got to get out of a mindset of impossibilities and into a mindset of possibilities, because it's all possible. And this is good news for every one of us here and you watching by way of the internet. There is no defeat for a child of God. Oh, it may look bad for a season. It may feel bad for a time. The bank might come back with all red written down on your statement. The letter might have come from wherever. But that does not mean it's the end. Remember, God is the Alpha and He's the Omega. He's the first and He's the last. He's the beginning and He's the end. And the Bible says what God has begun in you, He's faithful to complete it. And God has the first word, and guess what? He has the last word as well. So you got to hook up with God. You see, as children of God, we become one spirit with Christ. In 1 Corinthians, it tells us, they that are born again become one with Christ. Amen. Where's the defeat in that? Where's the can't in that? Where's the impossibilities in Christ? Is there anything impossible? No. So we've got to get out of a mindset of, well, it can go wrong, and what happens if? Forget about what happens if. And start saying, what happens if God does it? Start thinking on those terms, that with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing. Nothing is impossible. Amen. And I'm so grateful for all of you that are here. I'm grateful to the worship team. I'm grateful for the ushers and the greeters. I'm grateful for the safety team. I'm grateful for the camera team. I'm grateful for the sound. I'm so grateful for anybody who does anything in this church. Because you are advancing the kingdom of God, whether you know it or not. You're involved in God's business. And we do want you all to get involved. You might say, well, what can I do? Can you smile? Yes, get on the door.
Amen.
Amen. Can you lift up a bag? Yeah. Go start feeding the homeless. We've got the food. We've got Augustine, our brother, who is training once a month now, and he did one training already, on evangelism. Go to some of the classes. Watch it online if you can't get there. And let me tell you something. Go and tell people about Jesus. The system that he's got is so easy. Ariel, stand up. This man was in the hospital just this week. And he said to me, I'll see you on Sunday. I'm thinking, okay. I mean, he had some stuff done. He's here on Sunday. You know how many people would take a month off? Yeah, give him a round of applause. But let me tell you something. He's got a praying wife. He doesn't stand a chance. She like gets in there and she is tough. But you know what he told me? He said, you know, the nurse came to me, and the very system that we learned from Augustine, I took that system and I said to the nurse, I drew it, and he asked her, do you know Jesus? Where do you want to be? The system. She started to cry. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you led her to the Lord.
Yes.
Come on, that deserves some applause. Come on. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. There is no defeat. What the enemy meant for bad, God turned it for good. Now, you don't know how many people she's going to affect. One can set 1,000 to flight. Two can set 10,000 to flight. She tells one more person in the spiritual realm, we're exploding. So everybody, the Bible says in Proverbs 11:30, the Bible says, the fruits of a righteous man or woman is a tree of life. Wherever we go, because we're righteous, we've been made righteous by Jesus' blood. Wherever we go, the fruit we bear should be life-bearing fruit. Not, well, you know, so-and-so said this and that. Don't get into that kind of gossip. Don't come against ministries. Don't come against pastors. Don't come against people. Period. Just period. That's not life. The fruit of a righteous man is not death. The fruit of a righteous man is life. Excuse me. So wherever you go, rivers of what water?
Living,
not dead, not stagnant, not reverse. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Whatever that water touches comes to life. The sick get healed. The lame walk. The dead get raised up by Christ. The lost get found. Rivers of living water come out of our belly.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial.